哇，真的好声音，福音源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年7月6号，星期六。我们非常荣幸地邀请到敬爱的萨提亚·德瓦·帕布为我们讲述今天的盛典博加瓦坛的早课。感谢大家的聆听 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, good morning, Narayani. Good morning, Samukhi Radha, Devi Dasi. Good morning to all the devotees in China.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们，大家早晨好。
Thank you for joining us today. We'll start with Jaya Radha Madhava, and then we'll read from Srimad Bhagavatam.
感谢大家今天来参加我们的这个盛典博加瓦坛的早课，然后我们一起先来唱 Jaya Radha Madhava， 然后再一起来进行瓦坛的早课。
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Jaya Radha MadhavaKunjabi Hari Gopi Janavalabha Girivanadari Gopi Janavalabha Girivanadari Yasodanandana Vraja Janarajana Yasodanandana Vraja Janarajana Yamunatira Vanachari Yamunatira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Janabalava Girivanadari Gopi Vanadari Yasodanandana VrajajanarajanaYasodanandana Vraja Janarajana Yamunatira Vanachari Yamunatira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha MadhavaKunjabi Hari Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Nijay Gopimananda Hari Hari BohOkay, so we are on Canto 6, Chapter 2, and today we are on verse 27.
那么今天我们一起来看一下瓦坛的第六篇第二章第二十七诗节。
And the title of this chapter is Ajamil Delivered by the Vishnu Dutas.
而这一章节的标题是 Vishnu 的使者拯救阿迦米勒。
And in the, where we are in the story now is Ajamil has indeed been delivered by the Vishnu Dutas.
而故事发生到现在的这一刻，然后就是阿迦米勒确实是被 Vishnu 的使者给拯救了。
Yeah, they stopped the Yamadutas from taking him to hell.
然后Vishnu 的使者就是阻止了这个 Yamaraj 的这些使者，然后阻止了他们把阿迦弥勒带到地狱当中去。
Yeah, just as the Yamadutas were snatching the soul of Ajamil out of his body, the Vishnu Dutas appeared and stopped them.
就在 Yamaduta 刚刚把阿迦弥勒的这个灵魂从身体里拽出来的时候，要带到地狱的时候，然后 Vishnu Dutta 的使者就立刻出现，然后阻止了当时的这个情况的发生。
And then the Yamadutas and the Vishnu Dutas had a conversation.
然后就在亚玛杜塔和维什努杜塔之间发生的这样一段对话。
And Ajamil, he listened attentively to that conversation.
而阿加米勒就在旁边非常专注地聆听他们之间的谈话。
And he heard the transcendental teachings of the Vishnu Dutas, and by hearing that teaching, he became a pure devotee.
而他就聆听到了这个 Vishnu Dutta 们所讲的这些超然的教导，而通过这样的聆听，阿加米勒就成为了纯粹的奉献者。
So although he was supposed to die and go to hell, he didn't die and he didn't go to hell, and he's still in his old body.
所以说虽然阿加米勒本来是应该死去，去往地狱星球的，但是的话呢，他却并没有死去，依然还停留在自己的这个年老的躯体当中。
And so the Yamadutas are gone, the Vishnudutas also went back to Vaikuntha.
而故事进行到这一刻的时候，亚玛杜塔就已经离开了，维什努杜塔也回到了瓦昆塔。
And so Ajamil, he has a second chance at life.
于是阿加米勒就有了人生当中的第二次机会。
And now he's considering what he's going to do.
而现在他就在思索着接下来应该做什么。
So,Last week we read how Ajamil was reflecting on his previous life. I mean this life, but now he has a new start. So previous to this new start, he's reflecting.
所以说在上一周的讲课当中，我们就谈到上一个时节，阿加米勒在反思着，就是他曾经的这个生活，也就是在他现在有了一个崭新开始之前的这些生活到底是怎样的。
Right, like just sometimes we can reflect over our life and we think about all the different mistakes we made and how we could have done better.
所以有的时候我们自己也会去思索反思自己的人生，就是想着自己曾经犯下的各种各样的错误，是本来可以应该以怎样的方式做得更好的。
Of course, the older you are, the more you have to reflect on.
当然年纪越大的话呢，你就会有更多需要反思的这些内容。
So that's a good thing.
所以这是件好事。
We don't want to become lost in the past.
我们不想让自己完全迷失在过往之中。
Right, but reflecting, honestly from the spiritual point of view about how we've lived our life is a good thing.
但是从灵性的角度很诚实的来反思自己的人生的话呢，这实际上是一件很好的事情。
Some person said famously, I don't know where the quote is from, but it's common knowledge that if we don't learn from our mistakes from the past, then we are bound to repeat them.
所以说我在这里引用一句话，我已经忘了说这句话的人是谁，然后他就说到可以说这是一个人之共识，那就是如果我们没有从过往的失败当中吸取教训，没有从过往的失败当中去明白一些道理，那么
Yeah, I'm sure Confucius or Lao Tzu or someone like that probably in China said something very similar.
然后我想的话呢，可能在中国的一些原来的圣人，比如说像孔子或者是老子，也曾经说过类似的话语。
So, last verse, was spoken by Ajamil. He's speaking to himself, having this internal dialogue.
所以上一个诗节是阿加米勒自言自语，就是他内里所进行的这样一个对话。
And he's regretting how he just became a servant of his senses.
然后他在非常后悔着自己曾经堕落成了感官的仆人。
And he fell down with a prostitute.
然后他就跟一个妓女这样堕落了下来。
And he fell from the position of being a qualified Brahmin.
然后他从这样一个有资格的婆罗门的位置上堕落了下来。
So he's honestly admitting this.
所以说他非常诚实的在承认着这一点。
And then in verse 27, he's continuing to reflect and regret honestly.
嗯，然后在今天要讲的这个二十七世界当中，然后阿加彼得就继续在反思着，继续在后悔着。
So this is very instructive for us because we also need to be able to admit our mistakes and move on.
嗯，所以这对于我们来说实际上是很有教导意义的，因为我们也是需要就是来反思，需要来承认自己的错误，从而才能够继续前进。
So let's read text 27. I'll do the Sanskrit, then we'll do the word for word translation and purport.
嗯，所以说我们就一起来看一下二十七师节的梵文。字对字的这个翻译以及译文和要旨。
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Din mam vigarhitam sad dir dir dushkritam kulaka jalam hidva balam satim yoham surapim asatim agam dik mam.
嗯，我真是罪该万死。
Vigarhitam，
罪恶的。
Sadbi，
被正直之人。
Duskritam，
犯过罪的。
Kula kajalam，
让家族传统蒙羞的。
Hidva，
放弃。
Balam，
年轻的妻子。
Satim，
贞洁的。
Ya，
什么什么的。
Aham，
我。
Surapim，
跟一个惯于酗酒的女人。
Asatim，
淫荡的。
Agam，
我与什么什么有性关系。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Alas, all condemnation upon me. I have acted so sinfully that I degraded my family tradition. Indeed.I gave up my chaste and beautiful young wife to have sexual intercourse with a fallen prostitute accustomed to drinking wine. All condemnation upon me.
译文和要旨由圣恩 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Papa 提供。译文，唉，我真是罪该万死，我的行为如此罪恶。以致给我的家族蒙黑抹黑。事实上，我抛弃我那贞洁且年轻貌美的妻子，与一个习惯喝酒的堕落妓女发生性关系，我罪该万死。Continue with purport.
Yes, please.
Okay. 要旨，这是成为奉献者的人的心态。人凭借至尊主和灵性导师的恩典上升到做奉爱服务的层面时，首先就会后悔他过去从事过的罪恶活动，这帮助他在灵性生活中取得进步。 Vishnu 的命令执行官们给阿加米勒机会成为纯粹的奉献者，而纯粹奉献者的责任是对过去从事的罪恶活动，包括非法性生活、喝酒、吸毒、吃肉和赌博等感到后悔。人不仅应该去掉过去旧有的坏习惯，而且必须总是对过去的罪恶行为感到后悔，这是纯粹奉献者的标准。 End of purport.
Thank you very much. Om Aganata Mirandasha Gananjana Salakaya Chaksuru Militam Yena Tasmain Shri Gurave Namaha. I offer my humble obeisancesTo His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
我谦卑的顶拜圣恩 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Papa.
He is my spiritual master and he mercifully opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge.
他是我的灵性导师，他用知识的火炬照亮了我的双眼。
So I offer my obeisances unto him and all of our Acharya gurus who are giving us light.
所以我谦卑的顶拜我的灵性导师，顶拜所有的 Acharya Guru 们。
And we beg their mercy today that we can understand the words of Srimad Bhagavatam.
我们诚恳的祈祷得到他们的仁慈，能够来理解今天圣典薄伽瓦坛的话语。
And not only understand, but realize the deep meaning.
不仅能够理解，并且能够去明白其中的深意。
And I offer my humble obeisances to all the listeners joining the Srimad Bhagavatam Sangha today.
并且我也谦卑的顶拜今天来参加我们瓦坛桑嘎的所有的奉献者们。
And I also ask for your mercy.
我也请求能够得到你们的仁慈。
May all living beings be happy.
愿所有的生物体都快乐。
May all living beings be free of suffering.
愿所有的生物体都不再遭受苦难。
And may all living beings awaken and discover their true self and their relationship with Krishna.
愿所有的生物体都得以觉醒，觉悟到他们和 Krishna 之间永恒的关系。
So today, as we mentioned previously, Ajahn Meel is reflecting on his life.
所以说阿迦米勒他在反思着自己的人生。
And he is admitting his past sinful activities, and he sincerely regrets.
所以他在就是承认着自己过往曾经从事的罪恶活动，然后非常诚恳的，然后真诚的在反思着，后悔着。
Yes, the four pillars of sinful life, illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication, and they not only injure ourselves, they also injure others.
而这个罪恶活动的四大支柱，也就是吃肉、非法性行为、服侍麻醉品以及服侍麻醉品，还有一个，不好意思，突然间忘了 ，sorry， 姑妈，就是 totally forgot the four pillars。然后是，所以说这四项这个罪恶活动的这个支柱的话呢，就是不仅在伤害着我们自身，并且也在伤害着别人。
Well, as Prabhupada mentions in the purport, we must not only know the four pillars, but we must always regret our breaking those four pillars of sinful life.
所以说帕在要旨当中提到，就是我们不仅要知道这四项这个罪恶活动是什么，并且能够去后悔自己曾经就是犯下的这些罪行。
He says this is the standard of pure devotion.
所以他说到这个就是纯粹奉献服务的标准。
So when we have illicit sex,
因此当我们在进行非法性生活的时候，
when we take intoxication,
然后当我们在吸食麻醉品的时候，
and when we gamble,
然后赌博的时候，
and when we kill animals,
然后或者是在这个屠杀动物的时候，
there are so many ramifications, to that act.
那么这样的行为就会引发许多许多的问题。
We not only knowingly or unknowingly hurt ourselves, we hurt others as well.
所以说在这样的行为当中，我们就在自己知晓以及毫未察觉的这种状况下都在伤害着别人。
Yeah, so it's healthy to admit our past mistakes and understand the gravity, or the negative effects that those mistakes have had upon ourselves and others.
所以说从灵性的角度来看，就是去承认过往犯下的错误，然后这样的做法实际上是非常健康的，因为我们能够去真正的去明白懂得就是这样的行径所引发的这种非常消极负面的这种结果，不仅在我们自身以及就是对其他的生物体所造成的这些伤害。
Yeah, so there's a fine line between regret and guilt.
所以说在这个后悔和这个内疚之间实际上是非常有这样一个很细的一根线的，就是这种他们的界限并不是非常的清晰。
Yeah, so when we awaken in Krishna consciousness, we're coming to a higher level of consciousness.
因此当我们在 Krishna 知觉当中觉醒的时候，就到达了一种更高的知觉层面。
Yeah, and we can see clearly our mistake, whereas before maybe we couldn't see it.
我们就能够更清晰地看到自己犯下的错误，而在此之前我们实际上都是不见得能够很明白自己是做错了什么事情的。
Yeah, so lamenting our past mistakes,from a higher level of consciousness, that is regret.
所以说从一种更高的知觉层面来悲叹我们过去曾经犯下的错误，那么这个就是后悔。
If we're punishing ourselves with guilt because of the mistakes we've made.
而如果由于我们曾经犯下的错误，我们用愧疚感来惩罚自己。
Guilty feelings are not coming from a higher level of consciousness.
但是这种负疚感，这种愧疚感并不是来自于一种更高的知觉。
Guilt is coming from an inflated, false view of ourselves.
False view of ourselves. Okay. 而这种愧疚感是来自于我们对于自己的这样一种膨胀了的虚假的观点。
Yeah, the guilt is actually coming from ignorance of our true self.
所以说愧疚感实际上是来自于我们对于真正自我的这样一种无知，这种愚昧的状态。
Yeah, actually the self is perfect and pure.
实际上我们的自我是完美的，是纯粹的。
But we don't know that.
但是我们却不知道。
And then we develop a false sense of self.
于是的话呢，在这种情况下就发展出了一种错误的虚假的自我。
Which is very fragile.
而这种虚假的自我概念是非常脆弱的。
It's full of fear.
充斥了恐惧。
And to mask that fear, we imagine we should be perfect.
Master.
To mask, to hide that fear.
Okay. We
imagine ourselves that, oh, I have to be perfect.
Oh, have to be perfect. 而为了隐藏我们所有的这些恐惧，我们就会想象认为自己必须是完美的。
All right, so the more we are afraid...that we're not perfect, the more we try and show others that we are perfect.
所以说我们越是害怕自己不够完美，我们就越会向别人去展示出来我们是完美的。
So guilt is really coming from this fear of not knowing oneself.
所以说愧疚感可以说真的是来源于一个人，害怕这种害怕并不知晓真正的自我的这种恐惧感的。
So this regret that Ajamiyo is feeling, it's coming from an awakening, a spiritual awakening that he's having.
所以说阿加米勒在这里所拥有的、所遭受的这种愧疚感的话呢，实际上是来自于他的这种灵性上的觉醒。
Yeah, so he's admitting that.Because of illicit sex, he fell down.
所以他在这里承认，就是由于他曾经犯下的非法性行为，所以他就堕落了。
And he not only hurt himself, he hurt his whole family.
所以他不仅伤害了他自己，并且也伤害了他的家人。
He even hurt his ancestors.
他甚至伤害了他的祖先。
Because he defamed.You know, his family tradition.
因为他使他的这个家族传统就给他家族传统抹黑了。
Yeah, sometimes when a person murders someone or murders many people, the whole family becomes mistreated, right, by society.
You mean the family of the murderers?
Yeah, even though they're innocent, they didn't do anything wrong, but When their family member becomes infamous, they share in that pain.
是有时的话呢，就是我们都知道，如果一个人谋杀了另一个人，或者是谋杀了许多人的话，那么这个谋杀犯他的整个家人的话呢，都会遭受社会的这种不好的对待，这种很糟糕的对待，因为尽管他的家人就是都没有做任何的这种坏事，然后都是无辜的，但是的话呢，由于这样家里面出了一个就是恶名昭著的这样一个人，所以说其他所有的人都跟着一起受到牵连。
Yeah, so these four regulative principles that we follow, they're just not for our particular religion. These are the pillars of for society and for self-realization.
所以说我们所遵循着这四项规范原则的话，实际上不是说只是我们这个宗教然后必须要去遵循的四项原则，而实际上是整个社会的支柱，是要进行自我觉悟的必须要做到的这个支柱。
So, Jamil, he's admitting, wow, I really hurt my family, and I also hurt my beautiful qualified wife.
所以说阿加比勒就在这里承认到，就是我真的伤害了自己的家人，伤害了我美丽的并且是有资格的妻子。
Yeah, she was a chaste woman who's, you know, who deserved to have a chaste husband.
所以她是一个贞洁的女人，所以说她值得拥有一个很贞洁的丈夫。
So it's very sinful to give up a qualified wife or a qualified guru.
所以说去放弃一个贞洁的妻子，或者是放弃一个放弃一个有资格的妻子，或者是放弃一个有资格的guru，这实际上是非常罪恶的这种行径。
Yeah, maybe your wife's not so pretty.
也许你的妻子不是非常的漂亮。
Or always do what you want.
或者她不会一直去做你想让她做的事情。
But if she's chaste, it's very simple to give her up.
但是如果你的妻子是非常贞洁的话，那么放弃她就是非常罪恶的行径了。
Yeah, maybe your guru is not very famous.
也许你的guru鲁并不是那么的出名。
Or maybe not be that smart or eloquent.
或者你的guru鲁并不是那么的聪明，或者是那么雄辩。
But if he is chaste to his guru.
If he is what?
If he is chaste to his guru.
The same chaste as a woman is chaste?
Yeah, faithful, you know.
Oh, faithful. Yeah. 而如果这位 guru 对于他的 guru 是非常有信心的，非常忠诚的话。
Right, so he follows his guru and he doesn't change his guru's teachings.
所以他追随他的 guru, 完全没有改变他的 guru 的教导。
Then you should not give him up. It's very sinful if you give up such a guru.
那么这样的话，你就不应该去放弃这样的一位guru。而如果这样去做的话，那就一种非常罪恶的行径了。
So, Ajamil, he's admitting he's being honest and taking responsibility for the pain that he's caused his family and his wife.
所以说在这个世界里，阿加米勒就是非常诚实的在承认自己的错误，然后承担起了自己曾经给家人和给他的妻子所造成的痛苦。
Yeah, so this regret, like I mentioned, it's coming from a higher level of consciousness. It's not coming from this false ego.
所以说在这里提到的就是他的这种后悔并不是来自于他的这个虚假的自我概念，而是来自于一种更高的知觉层面。
And Prabhupada says this is the mentality of one who is becoming a pure devotee.
而帕帕就说到，那么这个就是一个成为了纯粹奉献者的这样一种心态。
Yeah, so before even humility, there is honesty. Or honesty and humility, they're almost the same.
所以说在谦卑之前首先是诚实，可以说诚实和谦卑的话实际上是一回事儿。
It's like Lord Chaitanya, he exhibited this humility.
This, what?
this kind of humility and, and honesty.
所以就像主柴坦尼亚曾经展示过这种类型的谦卑和诚实一样。
He said, Nadanam Najanam Nasundarim Kavitam Vajagadisha Kamiye Mamajanmini Jamanishwari Bhavatad Bhaktir Ahaitu Kitwai. Or before that, it said, Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nijasarva Saktis.Tatya arpita niyamita smarane nakala etad rishi tava kripa bhagavam mamapi dirdaivam idrisham ihajani nam raga dirdaivam, he said, Lord Chaitanya said, I'm very fallen. Or actually, he says, I'm unfortunate.
I'm unfortunate?
Yeah, unfortunate.
所以主柴坦尼亚在这个世界当中就说到，就是我是如此的不幸。
So, he's explaining why he's unfortunate.
所以他就在解释到，就为什么他觉得自己如此的不幸。
He said, "Oh Lord, you have hundreds of millions of names."
所以他就说到，主啊，你有这个成千上万的名字。
You're personally present for us in your name.
然后你亲自的展现在你的名字当中。
All of your personal power is there in your name.
然后你在你的所有的名字当中都有您本人的亲自的力量。
In each one of those names, there's hundreds of millions of names, and each one of them, the Lord's personally present.
在您成千上百万的这些名字当中，在每一个名字里面，您都是亲自临在的。
But he says, I'm Dirdaivam. I'm unfortunate because I don't have attraction for your name.
但是的话，我却如此的不幸，因为我没有感受到对您的名字的这种吸引力。
So Lord Chaitanya is teaching us, that before humility really is honesty, to admit.
所以说在这里，实际上主柴坦尼亚就是在教导我们，在谦卑之前就是诚实，因为我们首先要能够诚实的去承认。
Yeah, to admit our fallen condition.
去承认我们堕落的状态。
To admit our mistakes.
承认我们曾经犯下过的错误。
And then, you know, choose not to repeat those mistakes.
并且做出选择，不再去犯下同样的错误。
This is real regret.
说这才是真正的后悔。
Yeah, if you honestly admit, you'll actually feel encouragement.
而如果你真的诚实的去承认的话，那么你就确实可以感受到一种极大的鼓舞。
It's like a burden is lifted.
这种受到的极大的这种鼓舞，这种激励的话呢，就感觉像是一个重担被卸了下来。
Yeah, and you feel some encouragement to do the right thing now.
然后此时你就会有极大的这种鼓舞激励之情，想要去做正确的事。
But if you're just feeling guilty and hating yourself, you'll feel discouraged, and that will lead you to make the same mistake again.
而如果你只是感到这个愧疚，然后讨厌、憎恨自己，然后那你只是会更加的灰心丧气，然后在未来继续犯下同样的错误而已。
Then you're like a person who hates themselves.
而后你就会像一个这种非常自我憎恨、自我仇恨的这样一个人。
Yeah, that feels horrible.
而这种感觉上是非常糟糕的。
And then decides to eat something.
Eat something.
Yeah, to eat something.
然后所以说这种令人感到非常糟糕的感觉，就会让你觉得，我应该去吃点什么东西。
Yeah, I will eat something and I'll feel better.
我吃点什么，这样我感觉就会好一点了。
But then after that person eats something, they feel guilty for eating something.
然后结果在他吃了什么东西以后，然后他对于自己吃了这些东西感到内疚。
Then they have to eat again to feel better.
然后又得再让自己再去吃点，然后再让自己感觉好一点。
So this is the nature of guilt that's coming from the false ego.
嗯，是说这个就是愧疚的本质，那就是来自于虚假自我的这样一种本质。
So we're talking about honest regret.
所以我们在这里谈论的是诚实的后悔。
This kind of regret that Ajahn Mil is feeling is very purifying.
嗯，而阿加米勒所感受到的这种诚实的后悔的话呢，实际上是具有极大的净化力的。
So I remember when I first met Prabhupada and heard about the four regulated principles, I was really horrified. I thought, oh man, I can never do this.
所以我记得就是我第一次遇到帕帕的时候，然后我从他那里听闻到就是要遵循四项规范原则，可当时那一刻我觉得简直是糟透了，然后觉得自己这辈子都不可能能够做得到的。
I had never heard from anyone that illicit sex, intoxication, and meat eating and gambling were not good.
我在此之前哈，我从来没有从任何地方、任何人那里听到过，就是非法性行为，然后吃肉。赌博以及服侍麻醉品，这些都是糟糕的事情，是坚决不应该做的事情。
But gradually we can see, you know, by chanting the holy names and following this teaching, we can see how, you know, illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling hurts the person and hurts society and hurts everyone.
嗯，而渐渐的，就是通过我们念诵。通过我们遵循这项教导的话，我们就能够逐渐的看到，那么这种非法性行为、食肉、然后赌博以及服侍麻醉品的话，是怎样伤害了我们自身，伤害了身边所有的，伤害了身边所有的人，以及伤害了整个社会的。
So as a devotee, we regret making those mistakes before we knew any better.
Before we knew any better. 所以说作为奉献者的话呢，实际上我们就会非常的后悔自己曾经就是在完全没有这种就知识这种情况下所犯下的这些错误。
Yeah, so it's a little painful to regret and admit.
而要去后悔去承认的话呢，实际上是有点痛苦的。
But also it's a great relief and a great encouragement. To be able to admit that and be free of that.
Admit that and be free of that. 但是的话呢，去承认这些，而从这当中解脱出来，然后不再去做这样的行为的话，实际上却是极大的一种宽慰以及极大的一种鼓舞。
Yeah, so this kind of regret, it's purifying.
所以说这样的后悔的话呢，才是有非常巨大的净化力的。
And we can even have a little compassion for ourselves and others.
并且我们也可以对自己以及对他人有更多的这样一些同情怜悯之心。
Yeah, we're like little children that are just learning to walk.
我们就像一个小孩子一样，还在正在学着走路。
Yeah, so. Before we awaken, you know, spiritually, basically we live in our mind, we live in our false ego.
所以在我们能够得以灵性觉醒之前，我们几乎都是一直活在自己的心意当中，活在这个虚假的自我概念当中的。
Yeah, we all have this story about ourselves.
我们都有这个自己的人生故事。
It's everything from our past.
这些人生故事就是由所有在过往曾经发生过的事情所组成的。
But when we awaken in presence,
但是当我们在下此刻觉醒的话
and understand that actually I come from Krishna, everything comes from Krishna.
然后真正能够在当下此刻觉悟到我来自于 Krishna, 万事万物都是来自于 Krishna.
And then we come out of that story.
而后我们就能从这个故事当中走出来。
Yeah, so on the one hand, we lament, you know, we regret the story, but on the other hand, we have to see that that's not the real me.
所以说一方面我们去 悲叹自己曾经犯下过的错误，或者是后悔自己曾经犯下的错误，但是另一方面，我们也要能够看到这个曾经犯下的错误当中的那个我，并不是真正的我。
Yeah, so we have to come out of that dream.
所以我们就一定要从这个梦境当中走出来。
But if we're just punishing ourselves with guilt, basically, we're still in the dream.
但是如果我们只是用愧疚感来惩罚自己，那我们只不过还依然活在这梦境之中而已。
Yeah, so this dream, you know, the story in our mind, it goes all the way back to our childhood.
说了这场梦，然后整个这个心里当中的这个故事，可以说可以一直追溯到我们的童年时期。
And that's where we form these false beliefs about ourselves.
就在童年时期，我们就形成了对于自我的种种虚假概念。
And basically, we all learn the same thing. That we're not good enough, and that somehow we're defective. And we don't deserve to be loved.
所以基本上我们在童年时期都学会了基本上同样一件事儿。缺点和缺陷，所以我们不值得得到别人的爱。
So once these beliefs are programmed into our mind, basically, they, you know, control our experience of life.
而一旦就是当这些固有的观念，然后被编程到进入到我们的这个心灵当中，那基本上这些固有的观念就会一直掌控着我们的人生经历。
So this regret and reflecting upon one's life is a way of seeing the story, seeing the dream, and then coming out of it.
Seeing the story, seeing the dream, and coming out of it. 所以说这种后悔，这种反思自己的过往人生，过往错误的话呢，反而就是我们能够得以看到这些故事，看到自己的梦境，然后从中走出来。
Yeah, it's part of mastering the mind.
这就是成为自己心意主人的一部分。
Yeah, before we see what we are, we have to admit what we are not.
在我们能够看到自己是什么之前，我们首先能够去承认自己不是什么。
Then things change, you know, we improve, naturally.
然后事情自然而然就会发生变化，我们自然的就会得以改进，得以改善。
We understand that our life is coming from him.
因为当我们为 Krishna 而临在的时候，我们就能够明白自己的生命是来源于 Krishna 的。
That's the truth of who we are.
这就是关于我们的真实自我的真相。
And so we begin to live from the truth of who we are as opposed to who we imagine ourselves to be.
Imagination. 而由此的话，我们才能得以基于自己是自己的这种真实自我的这种真相来活出自己的人生，而不是基于这个想象出来的自我来活自己，来过自己的人生。
And we see, I engaged in illicit sex because actually I was lonely.
然后我看到我之前之所以会进行这个非法性行为，是由于我当时真的是非常孤独的。
And I was lonely because I felt incomplete.
而我感到孤独是因为我感到自己不完整。
And I felt incomplete because I had forgotten that Krishna is the source of my life.
而我之所以感到自己不完整，是由于当时的我遗忘了自己是 Krishna 的一部分。
So then we feel some regret, you know, for our past mistakes, but we also feel some compassion towards ourselves and for some compassion towards others who are still under ignorance.
而这样的话，我们就会对自己过往所犯下的错误感到后悔。那么，但同时的话呢，我们对于自己也会心存一点同情怜悯之心，并且同时的话，对于那些还依然处于无知影响之下的其他人也感到同情。
So in this way, we don't unnecessarily, you know, criticize ourselves and criticize others for our past mistakes.
那么以这样的方式，我们就会不必要的去由于自己过往所犯下的错误来批斗自己，批评自己，或者是去批评别人。
Yeah, so Ajamil, he's in a healthy way. He's taking responsibility for his past mistakes.
所以在这个世界里，阿加米勒就是以这种健康的方式来对自己过往所犯下的行径承担起责任。
And he's determined not to fall into ignorance again.
然后，并且他也非常坚决的，就是再也不会去堕落了。
So that's the real test.
说这个就是真正的测验，真正的考验。
We should admit our mistakes, but then we should give up making that mistake.
我们需要来承认自己的错误，并且来放弃这样的错误行径。
Otherwise, it just becomes a guilty cycle.
否则的话呢，这只不过就是还是依然是这样一种充满愧疚感的一个循环而已。
Right.I do some sinful activity, I feel guilty about it, but I also feel bad, so that causes me to want to do the sin again, and it just goes on and on.
所以我做一些这些罪恶活动，然后我感到非常的愧疚，然后感觉非常的糟糕，而这种糟糕的感觉又促使我再去做这种愧疚的，做这种罪恶活动，然后又新生这种愧疚感，所以它就是整个一个循环过程。
Yeah, so this is ignorance.
而这个就是愚昧无知。
And so we overcome ignorance by coming to higher consciousness.
而我们通过到达更高的知觉层面来战胜这个愚昧无知。
And Ajamil, he's exhibiting the symptoms of self-reflection, that one exhibits when he comes to higher consciousness.
而阿加米勒在这里所展示出的就是当一个人到达一种更高的知觉层面的时候，他的一种表现出来的状态，那就是自我反思。
So he regrets the mistake, but he's also determined not to make the same mistake again.
所以说他后悔自己曾经犯下的错误，但同时也非常坚决的，就是决定再也不犯这种同样的错误了。
So, I only have an hour.Today, so, and I think we have some questions from last week, or did we answer them all?
Let me check. Guru 说他今天只有一个小时的讲课时间，然后我们看看上个星期是不是还有留下剩下的没有回答完的问题。
I think one Mataji, not really a question. Sort of like a question of reflection and a question. Okay. 我们来看一下哈，上个星期最后剩下的这位 Mataji 的这个留言。心印心这位 Mataji 叫，然后就说感谢咕噜对每周的父爱讲课，感谢 Mataji 耐心的翻译。我感觉问题在于心意。我以前就天天看到丈夫这儿不好那儿不好，现在我就觉得我丈夫很好，甚至比一般奉献者丈夫还好。我就感觉我所有的不开心都来自自己心意的想法，是心意束缚了就不快乐。爱和快乐都在我们自身灵魂本身就存在吗？
So this Mataji is saying that thank you very much for your lecture every week, and I feel like the issue is all on my mind. And previously, I just always, very picky at my husband, you know, saying that he's doing this not right, that is so wrong. But now I really feel that my husband is very good and even better than many devotee husband. So I feel like all my unhappiness coming from the thoughts in my mind.So it's because of the mind that it's because of the mind that makes me feel unhappy. So love and happiness originally coming from our soul, right? They already exist, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so it's already there. Love for Krishna is already there. Love for everyone, even for ourselves, is already there.
是的，确实如此。爱和快乐就是本身就存在于我们的灵魂当中的。我们对于 Krishna 的爱，对于众生万事万物的爱，以及对于我们自己的爱，都一直是存在于灵魂本身的。
But when we're not present, then our consciousness is absorbed in the world of the mind, the world of the past and the future.
而当我们没有就是把自己的知觉临在于当下此刻的话，那么我们的知觉我就完全是沉浸在关于过往或者是关于过去的这种思绪当中。
And we don't see our true self.
就没有看到真正的自我。
And so the world of the mind and the false ego is a world of dissatisfaction.
而这个心意的世界或者叫假我的世界就是一整个不满足不满意的世界。
Right, we have unrealistic expectations for ourselves and for our loved ones, like our mates.
然后我们对于自己和对于自己的伴侣就抱有各种各样不切实际的期望。
And when we don't get what we want or what we expect, we feel frustrated and angry, and then we start to criticize and we feel miserable.
而当我们没有得到自己想要的，没有得到自己期望得到的，那我们就会感到非常的愤怒，感到挫败，然后就去批评对方。那么，而这种状态的话，就会使得我们非常的遭罪。
Yeah, so we create this world of illusion, and then we're forced to live in it.
所以我被迫活在这个虚幻的世界里面。
Creating our own movie.
所以这一切都是在我们的心意当中上演着的。我们就是自己心意这个不断在上演着的电影的导演。
Our unhappy little dream.
我们这些不快乐的小小的这些梦境。
But when we start to live in the present, we come out of all of that.
然而当我们开始真正的活在当下此刻的时候，就真的是从所有的这些梦境当中走了出来。
And we start to appreciate ourselves and Krishna.
然后我们就会开始欣赏和感恩我们真正的自我和欣赏和感恩 Krishna.
And we become more accepting and less critical of others.
然后就会变得更加的能够接纳别人，然后更少的去批评别人。
And we start to feel love.
然后就会开始感受到爱
instead of anger
而不是遭受愤怒
or disappoint
或者失望
we see everyone as they truly are because we see ourselves as we truly are
然后而我们就能够真实的看到周围所有人的真实的自我因为我们也能够开始看到自己真实的自我
Yeah, so this love for ourselves, love for Krishna, love for others is already there. It's part of our nature. It's just covered over.
所以说这种我们对自己的爱、对其他人的爱以及对 Krishna 的爱，就一直是在灵魂本身当中存在着的，是我们的本质。只不过的话呢，是被覆盖了而已。
So because it's already there, there's nothing we have to do to get it.
所以由于它已经在那儿了，相当于由于我们本来已经是。
Yeah, there's nothing we have to do, and there's nowhere.
我们不需要做任何的事情来得到它，也不需要去往任何的地方来到达它。然后，因为它本来就已经在那儿了。
In fact, ironically, when we think we have to go somewhere or do something in order to get that, we never get it. Because it's already here, and we're looking for it somewhere else.
实际上很讽刺的是，就是当我们觉得自己必须要到达某个地方，或者是做一些什么样的事情来得到这种东西，得到这种就是对 Krishna 和对所有人和对自己的这种真正的爱的话，我们反而永远都得不到。为什么？因为这个我们都已经拥有了，但是我们却眼睛还看着别的地方，然后还想到别的地方去搜索。
So Lord Chaitanya, he famously said to Sanatan Goswami.
所以说主 Chaitanya 曾经就对 Sanatan Goswami 说过这样一句很出名的话。
Nitya Siddha, Krishna Prema, Sadhya Kabunai, Shravanade Sudachite, Karaye Udai. He said that love for Krishna is already there within the heart of the jiva.
嗯，所以他这句诗句就是在说，对 Krishna 的爱就已经是在那儿了，已经是在个体灵魂的这个内心当中了。
So he says it's eternally there，
并且它是永恒的存在于那儿。
Always has been, always will be。
过去一直如此，并且未来将永恒如此。
Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema。Sadhya Kamanai, and he said there's nothing you need to do to get it.
所以他说你不需要去做任何事情来得到它。
He said there's no sadhana for that.
他说这当中是没有任何的 sadhana 要做的。
There's no sadhana to get it because you already have it.
没有任何的 sadhana 是可以你来做来得到它的，因为你已经有了。
But by hearing about Krishna and the truth of who you are,
然后通过聆听关于 Krishna 的话题，通过聆听关于你的真相的这些知识，
What's already there becomes revealed to you.
那么你内在本来已经所拥有的这些就会向你一一揭示出来。
Right, it's like washing a diamond that has been covered in mud.
这就像是我们把这个包裹着层层泥土的钻石拿来给洗干净，然后钻石就从泥土当中完全冒出了这个光芒出来。
So I'm so happy to hear that you're discovering, you know, the natural happiness and love you have there, in Krishna consciousness for your husband and for others.
所以我真的很高兴能够听到，就是你说到你发现了，就是通过在 Krishna 知觉当中发现了这种。对你丈夫的爱，然后以及对你自己的这种爱和这种开心的这种状态，快乐，真的是非常非常棒的。
Yeah, you're realizing the cause of your unhappiness is your own mind. It has nothing to do with anyone or anything outside of you.
然后你已经觉悟到了，就是说，导致你不开心、不快乐的原因是来自于你的心意，而不是任何人。
Yes, you discovered the key to freedom.
你发现了获得解脱、获得自由的钥匙。
Thank you very much.
非常感谢你。
There's more questions coming in.
Yeah, more question. Two questions from Sumukhi Mataji. And the Mataji just, you know, you answered her question. She said, I want to correct what I wrote. It's not like my husband is better than devotee. It's a wrong statement. He is not trying to find fault in me. He's not saying that better than other devotees or devotees' husbands.
To not find fault is a great quality that all devotees should aspire for.
所以这个新维新妈妈，我已经给 Guru 就是说纠正了你刚才的那个表达，就是不是比奉献者好，而是他不找我毛病。然后 Guru 说，那真的是就是不挑剔的话呢，不找毛病，这是一种非常了不起的品质，是我们所有人都应该努力去发展出的一种品质。
And it's probably more accurate to describe ourselves as aspiring devotees.
然后并且可能更加准确的一种说法，就是我们把自己称为努力热切的想要成为奉献者的这样一群准奉献者，而不是把自己称为奉献者。
Yeah, I challenge anyone to read the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita and still claim to be a devotee.
所以我挑战一下大家去读一下博伽梵歌的第十二章，然后如果你们读了这十二章还觉得自己是奉献者的话，那真的就是那什么了。
Okay, I have to go, so I apologize to Sumukhi Radha Mataji for not, we'll discuss her questions next week.
然后所以说由于时间关系，雇主现在就不得不就是离开，然后雇主说给 Smoky Maraji 道个歉，就是您问的那两个问题。
For listening today and for your
的聆听，然后如果你们来问问题的话，我也非常非常的感谢，希望大家有问题就问。
I suggest everyone reflect this week on their past mistakes and try and see if it's a genuine regret or you're just feeling guilty.
所以说我请求大家能够在这一个星期来反思一下自己过往犯下的错误，来观察一下，就是你的这种心态的话呢，究竟是一种真诚的。真正的一种后悔呢，还是只是一种愧疚感而已？
See if you can see the difference.
来看一看你是不是能看到这二者之间的区别。
Okay, thank you so much, Narayani, for translating and Simugi Rado. Always a Prabhupada, always a Srimad Bhagavatam.
所有的荣耀都归于帕帕，所有的荣耀都归于圣典不加瓦坦。外昆塔之音，服务员一聆听，今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna， 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。